W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of Norse Myths, Tales of Odin, Thor and Loki by Kevin Crossley Holland. Narrated by Nathaniel Priestley. Foreword. What are the Norse myths exactly? Well, the Vikings believed that human beings inhabited Middle-earth and shared it with greedy dwarfs who loomed in gloomy caves and rock crevices, and powerful giants who lived in the mountains away across the sea, an ocean that, like a shimmering bracelet, encircled their whole world. Above Middle-earth, or Midgard, lived the gods in their green and gold realm of Asgard, and below Midgard was the third level, the world of the dead, ruled over by a woman whose body was half alive and half a corpse. The axis of these three levels was a colossal ash tree, Yggdrasil. Everything alive depended on it, and fed off it, and the Vikings called it their guardian tree, their suffering tree, their tree of life. As the Vikings became Christian, they slowly turned away from their old beliefs and their worship of gods and goddesses of the weather and the sea and everything that grows on earth, and good health and justice and good luck. This is when a man living in Iceland wrote down these myths, with a quill and ink and parchment, because he feared that they might be forgotten. He lived 800 years ago, and his name was Snorri Sturluson. When I first read these stories as a boy, I yelled and laughed and cried a little, and knew myself a bit better. The Norse myths are brilliant, fast-moving, ice-bright stories. The first tells how the world was created, and the last is an incredible description of how it will be destroyed, only to begin again. And in between, we are caught up in the seesawing battle for power between the gods and the giants, a struggle punctuated by surprising love matches, riddle duels, thrilling journeys, thefts and recoveries, running and eating and drinking and wrestling contests, and dazzling magic. Odin, known as Allfather, is chief of gods, the god of poetry, battle and death. His son is mighty Thor, god of thunder, law and order. They give their names to our Wednesday, Odin's Day, and Thursday, Thor's Day. Without the protection of Thor and his short-handled hammer, the gods wouldn't be able to keep the giants at bay for very long. Freyr and his beautiful sister Freya are both fertility gods.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?